It'd be interesting to see how, now that the vaccines are starting to get spread around, how that affects. I think you'll see a difference.
Well, the kids are going to be the last ones to get it.
Oh, yeah, because they're the least to worry about.
Did you see in freaking Europe, the UK's talking about going to remote learning for the whole month of January? I'm like, that is just nuts.
They were talking about there was some type of it had morphed into like a hybrid. It was, you know, it went into something else. That virus had changed a little bit.
Symptoms are everything under the
But it's the same thing as any of the flus. It goes from A to B to whatever it's going to be.
There, I saw a chart. Flu deaths in the fall, but like they had that, you know, gradual spike, mm-hmm. you know, but this time of year they
shoot up.
It's
down.
Ready?
Nothing.
We're ready.
Okay. Stand and do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
for which stands
one nation under God, indivisible, with
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have the clerk call the roll.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Srulich.
Here.
I need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, December the 7th.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes of our last meeting? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $2,782.56. Economic Development, $338.84. Police, $3,360.05. Fire, $4,190.75. Street, $3,421.89. Park, $6,527.75. Public Health and Safety, $460. Garbage Disposal, $67.54. Cemetery, $545.81. Water Operations, $18,016.84. Sewer Operations, $875.03. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $26.60. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $417,753.07.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds? Srulich.
Yes. I don't have anything this evening. We'll move down to streets and public improvement.
All I've got is just to remind everybody that with the winter coming on, you know, luckily there ain't snow yet, but just remind everybody that we do have emergency snow routes in town. If we have 2 inches or better, you ask to remove your cars from the street so we can get them plowed. We're not wanting to write tickets or anything like that, so we just appreciate all the help we can get. And just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay. And we're no longer picking up tree limbs or nothing.
No, right.
So
yep.
We might remind everybody, I see some set out along the road, so you might have to take them over to the waste yard. Right. It's open.
Right.
And so we're not collecting unless we have a storm. Thank you, Commissioner. Public property.
I just got a couple of things. The air compressor that runs all of the bowels in the Clericone and the area that works the water treatment plant. Mm-hmm. It went down this week, but they've got the guys there already. They've got it back running. There's a valve that keeps the oil from the motor going into the actual tanks, and that would take and get into the airlines and mess up those valves, but they caught it before it could do any damage to anything else except just the compressor itself. Had to get that valve replaced and corrected. They did that. There's a piece ordered for the drying system. They dry the air before it goes through the air compressor. That way it takes and doesn't have the air particles that could get in through those airlines and happen to freeze up and tick a valve. So they do the drying system first as it goes in and out. So that's going to be corrected. They've got the piece ordered, and they'll be back to fix that. But they did the yearly maintenance and took care of the air compressor while they were there. Got it all back together, so that was at least a good thing. They're doing the mapping of where all the valves and all of the different shutoff valves for the individual houses, all the valves that are in the streets. They are doing a really good job of getting that all set up and into the CAD system so we can get on the computer and know exactly where those things are, use GPS, and it's been working very, very well. Lloyd is really impressed. He's got kind of pretty much the northeast corner of Clinton from Main Street over from the railroads. They're sectioning it. They've got that section pretty much all done and down Washington Street. So they're really doing well. As long as the weather holds up and we don't have snow, they're going to continue to do it, even as it gets colder. Now, when it's frigid, I don't expect anybody to be out there messing with that. But what they can get done this winter, they will. Yeah. And come spring, they will move forward, and it's really going to be good for the sewers and the water.
Yeah, Bob's been working with them.
Bob, yep, all of them. They've been working together. It's going to be very, very nice. It's not going to be like the good old days when the commissioner or the street department superintendent died and took all his knowledge in his head with him. That was job security. A lot of guys like that. Well, we don't. And we want to have it on a map, and it's on the CAD. That way anybody that comes in can look that up and know exactly where to go find that valve to shut off blocks and stuff, because it gets hectic in the winter when you got to go out and really hunt and peck and look for it. So that's going to be a very, very good system. Thank you guys for approving that, because I think it's going to be a very good thing for the city. Yeah. And other than that, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Hope all of your families stay healthy, and everyone in the city of Clinton has a wonderful Christmas, even with what's going on. It's been a weird 2020, but that's one thing that brings everybody back together, and I hope that that kind of gets the new year into it and all this stuff goes away. I'm hoping to get back to some form of normal.
Yeah.
And Miss Van Valley, I want to still tell you how sorry I am about your loss. And I'm not trying to bring up anything sore subject, but we love you around here, and it was tough to have to see you go through that. So hope you have a good Christmas, even with all the stuff that went on. God bless you, and we're praying for you.
Thank you.
And that's all I have, sir.
Okay, thank you. We'll move over to public health and safety.
I don't have anything but Merry Christmas.
Okay. Accounts and finance, you have something for us, Tom?
This time last year, so that was good news.
Yeah.
Other than that, wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you, Tom. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got a petition for disconnection of the parcels. This is the Kenneth and Carrie Sutton ground off of Kleeman Road.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1530, an ordinance disconnecting certain property from the city of Clinton, Illinois, Sutton and Cowan.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on it?
Fire Protection District to get annexed. That's something they're going to have to actually do themselves. can't do that for them. So that's my concern.
Sure. Okay, thank you, Tom. Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Next is the engineering agreement for the subdivision design work.
Motion to approve the engineering agreement for a subdivision design by Farnsworth Group.
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Discussion. This is the 5 acres on Illini. It'll give us 7 residential lots to kind of help the community grow a little bit. It's not a big subdivision, but it will mean a lot to some families that want to come to the community and settle right across from the junior high. Nice location for growing up a family in a small community.
Sure is.
Any other discussions on it? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. That'll move us down to new business. We're going to place on file some cemetery mowing bids. One for the cemeteries. The first one's LKM Mowing and Landscaping, $80,704. Reinhardt Grounds Maintenance Incorporated, $157,440. Suggs Enterprises, $125,000. Finch Precise Lawn Incorporated, $99,000. Next item we're going to place on file is for the parks mowing, LKM Mowing and Landscaping, $42,584. Reinhardt Ground Maintenance Incorporated, $28,865. Suggs Incorporated, $120,000. Finch Precise Lawn Incorporated, $60,750. Next, we're going to place on file a supplemental agreement for the city for the Center Street Project, Cummings Engineering Corporation, for $35,905.79. With that, it ends our meeting tonight. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll take that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds? Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Oh, beautiful folks.
Everybody.
Christmas.
I hope I'm off. I'm working 15-hour days right now, so.
All right, you all have a Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah, careful.
I'll know tomorrow.
Well, I went out and told Russell and Mike.